The video itself was made at Free Mill Studio. Took a good 5 days to make.
In January 1999, after 6 years on the band's drum stool, Nicholas Barker left Cradle of Filth to hook up with Dimmu Borgir. The band continued with temporary drummer Woz Sargentson, formerly of The Blood Divine, Extreme Noise Terror and December Moon, a project that he had worked on with Filth bassist Robin Graves. Together they brought out one CD called Source of Origin, on which Graves sang vocals and played guitar, bass and keyboards. By the spring of 1999, however, Cradle of Filth had found a suitable replacement for Barker in Dave Hirschheimer, formerly of Infestation and Hangnail, but had to temporarily part with guitarist Gian Perez, who vacated his six-string spot to help out fellow goth metalers Christian Death on a couple of live shows. Most recently, the evil minds of Lucifer's Elite have been terrifyingly working overtime in their quest for global domination. On October 5th, 1999, Music for Nations released the group's long-anticipated debut long-form video, Pandemonium, the sexy, shocking, witty and freakish insight into the collective psyche of Cradle of Filth. Showcasing their love for the classic horror movie genre, From the Cradle to Enslave is a conceptual Hammer horror-style video brought to fruition by cult film director Alex Shandon. Alex has previously been critically acclaimed for his sex flick Pervirella, as well as underground gore shockers Bad Karma, Drillbit and Siamese Cop. The mini-movie promo video also stars Eileen Daly, who starred in British vampire film Razorblade Smile, along with scantily clad beauties from the London fetish scene, Emily Bufant, Emma Redd and Louisa Mirando. Proving to be the horror flick Cradle of Filth always wanted to make, the video's soundtrack features both the cut and uncut promotional videos of From the Cradle to Enslave, half an hour of live in-concert footage, band commentary, and an in-depth making-of segment which goes behind the scenes. There's also a 16-page booklet to boot. The content never ceases to astound and enthrall, featuring literally dozens of voluptuous exposed women, pierced female genitalia, dwarves, amputees, and over 120 gallons of blood, purportedly the most blood ever used in a music video, and more than used in the entire blockbuster horror film Hellraiser. The accompanying live footage was taken from Cradle of Filth's milestone gig at the London Astoria Theatre on June 5, 1998. Besides that, there are the promo videos for the classic Filth tracks Dusk and Her Embrace, Beneath the Howling Stars, Cruelty Bought the Orchids, and Malice Through the Looking Glass. To accompany the release of their debut long-form video, Cradle of Filth also released an accompanying studio effort, the From the Cradle to Enslave EP, aptly on Halloween night 1999. The EP, recorded at Parr Street Studios in Liverpool with temporary drummer Woz Sargentson again, saw the British black metalers paying tribute to their musical heroes with two more cover versions, one of the Misfits' Death Comes Ripping, the other a cover of Sleepless by Anathema. Elsewhere, a bombastic remix of Funeral in Carpathia, Pervert's Church, and two numbers produced by John Fryer of Nine Inch Nails fame, namely the title track and Of Dark Blood and Fucking, provided the perfect audio companion to the band's aforementioned celluloid effort. The latter two tracks are regarded by many as by far the most commercial songs that Cradle of Filth have recorded to date.